8:11 here on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Morning, 66 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We are your home for news, talk, and sports at the local level. We love that. We throw in some national and state headlines as well. You're watching us on maybe Caporium Cable Channel 102. That's the home of CN2. And on the WRHI and the CN2 social media platforms of Facebook Live and YouTube. And, of course, on the radio, FM 100.1 and AM 1340.
Think you got it all.
And the
did we do the app?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, is that my turn?
Yep.
Okay, and that free WRHI app, if you don't have that free app, make sure that you download that today.
Just trying to spread the love.
There you go. Thank you.
We're catching up.
We got it covered.
With Max Abilities of York County. Max Abilities of York County is here to maximize abilities for individuals with special needs in York County. Michelle Schaefer is the executive director, and good Wednesday morning to you, Michelle.
Happy Wednesday, everyone.
Happy hump day.
It's a good one. Despite the weather, we'll take it.
Hey, you know, we could be storming, and it's not.
That's so right.
We'll take that as a win.
And we're that much closer to Friday.
And there's less pollen in the air now.
That's right.
That's a good point. Oh, my gosh. My back deck looks like it's yellow instead of being the natural color, brown. Well, April is upon us, and April is Autism Awareness and Acceptance Month.
It is. It is. We just like to shine a light. You know, every month is something being highlighted, and I think that's a great thing. It's always nice to just take a minute and consider other people that live in the community with you, and it is Autism Awareness Month, so... we don't have any special activities because we feel like every day should be that. But we do have some new merchandise at our roastery. We do have some new mugs that have the new infinity symbol that is being used to just show solidarity with folks that are in that autism spectrum somewhere. So we have those for sale at the roastery, and we just wanted folks to just be aware that it is a special month for many, many folks in our community.
Well, it just causes folks to pause, right, for a moment and think about what they're doing. And if they can think, hey, April is Autism Awareness and Acceptance Month, then it might change what they're doing that day. Even for a day, that's how change happens, right? It's small little actions that make a big movement. And that's to your point, Michelle. Every day, every month, there's something different in a spotlight to shine, but it just starts the conversation.
It does.
It gets us away from tiptoeing around an issue. If you don't know, now's the perfect time
to ask.
Absolutely. And it also helps you gain some perspective.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It does. So you have some training events that are happening throughout the back half of 2024, really starting now. Now, sadly, we're almost at the back half of 2024.
We are, and we actually, something that we haven't talked about is we support a lot of people who have a lot of different, you know, needs for support in our community, and some of those folks are families. So we do family training throughout the year. We have 6 events this year, and we've only had one that's passed, so... we just like to make sure that families are aware. We post this on social media as the events come closer. But we do try to make sure that there are resources available for families who may have a child maybe that's at risk of a disability. Maybe a teenager that has Down syndrome and the parents are trying to think of transition plans when they leave school. So we try to hit different information points that have a wide sectionality so that if families want to come out on a Saturday morning, we felt like that was the best time to, you know, catch the majority of folks when they're not working and have an ability to come out to sit down and talk with us. But we provide free training. You don't even have to be a person that receives services from Max Abilities. If you, you know, have a case manager with another agency, that's fine. We just want to make sure that information is available for folks who can use it. And this year, we have financial training, you know, which all adult programs in South Carolina are funded by Medicaid. So you have to be Medicaid eligible to access those extended programs like job coaching and residential supports if that's something that you need. So how do you plan today for the possible need for those futures, you know, 20 years down the line? So we have experts in our community that are going to come in and talk about how do you do life planning? You know, how do you set up your will? How do you, you know, what programs are available to put money back for that rainy day that your loved one will inevitably have, but in a way that doesn't jeopardize their Medicaid? How do you plan for end of life? So we have folks that specialize in these areas that come in and we'll talk with you about it. And we think that's a great resource. That's coming up on June 8th. Again, it will be on our website when it gets a little closer where folks can access that if they would like it. We do autism training. You know, that's a really tough resource for families. Everybody scrambles for that ABA therapy, that applied behavior analysis, when their kids are little. It's easier to access for some than others just because of the vast need and the limited ability to provide this service. And that's an area that we're going to be focusing on the next few years. But we do have on staff a BCBA, a board certified behavior analyst, who that's a national certification. And they set up programs for folks who are on the autism spectrum. So she provides training every 2 or 3 months for families to come in and say, you know, I'm just having a trouble with this. What are some suggestions that you might have? Again, something that you would typically pay for is available for you for free. We do residential tours. I don't know how many folks listening realize that Maxability, we have 27 residential options throughout York County. Some are 4-bed homes. We have a 20-unit apartment complex. We have four assisted livings. And they specialize in the world of special needs care as opposed to elder care and other types of residential programs that you have. But, you know, if you've never seen one, how do you know what that's like? So if you're a family member and you're thinking down the line, well, maybe that might be something we need. We provide a tour where you can go into the homes that we have and meet the folks that live there, see what a bedroom looks like.
Wow. You're surrounded by a loving community, but for these families, to your point, I assume that they probably think that there's certain parts and phases of their life, they're on an island. So the fact that there are resources available, that's great. All right. So we've got a family fun day happening over there at Miracle Park.
We do.
Okay.
Again, this is just a way for families that receive supports from Max Abilities to meet staff, to talk with our board. Our board members will be there to have a fun day. We have prizes. We have food. It's just a way to get together and say, you know, we're here for you if you need us. You know, come enjoy the lovely facilities there. You know, get to know somebody that you might not have had the opportunity to meet. Just a way to, again, provide a different avenue for contact or for contact while your child is playing.
And I think days like this, as well as those training days, are a great way for families to meet, too. It makes you feel like you're not, you know, sometimes when you're in the middle of that, you could feel like you're the only one going through that. But to meet other moms and dads and brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles that, you know, they're also going through this. And what a great way to meet people that are in that community with you.
That's true.
So this is just the tip of the iceberg. And, of course, you can find more resources, more information about Max Abilities of York County by following them on social media, checking them out online, and stopping in for a visit. Say hello, and April seems like a perfect time to do so. Michelle Schaefer is the Executive Director of Max Abilities of York County. Michelle, we appreciate so much the update. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks so much for having me.